The death toll from the earthquake that hit Algeria on Wednesday night has risen above 1,600 now. Thousands more are injured. The earthquake, centered east of the capital, Algiers, took out scores of apartment buildings and other structures along the Mediterranean coast, with shockwaves felt as far away as Spain. Amid fading hopes of finding anyone alive, rescuers today did pull two little girls from the rubble of collapsed homes in two separate towns. Dennis McLean is with the International Federation of the Red Cross and Red Crescent Societies in Geneva.
We're hearing it's very bad. I mean, one of the worst affected areas is Bourmed, which is about 30 kilometers east of Algiers. And there we're hearing that, whole apartment blocks have pancaked down, one floor on top of the other. And one area called Rugia, we know of a 10-story apartment block which collapsed with the loss of something like 350 people. That's one incident of many, unfortunately.
What are you hearing about the search for survivors?
Well, it still continues to be the main priority for people there on the ground. Hundreds of Algerian Red Crescent volunteers are engaged in this effort, and they've been joined over the last day or so by a lot of international search and rescue teams, including teams from the Red Cross with sniffer dogs. But it has to be said that the main rescue effort is being conducted by local people with local knowledge of who lives in what building.
What are you hearing about medical care for those who've been injured?
Well, we're hearing from the ground that the hospitals are pretty overwhelmed. A lot of people with less serious injuries are actually being treated on the streets. In some places, health facilities have been damaged. There are significant needs also in terms of blood donors, and the Algerian Red Crescent has been active in trying to mobilize the population to give blood. There are significant needs also in water and sanitation, and also in shelter, because we're heading into the third night now and thousands of people have not returned to their homes, and that's a very pressing problem at the moment.
So where are those people staying? Are they on the street? Are they in any kind of shelter at all?
Well, a lot of people are staying with relatives or friends where they can, and some are moving into public buildings like schools, and others are living in tents on the street or makeshift shelters. A lot of people don't have adequate shelter.
There are also a number of complaints coming out from Algeria now about shoddy construction of some of these buildings that collapsed in the earthquake.
Yes, indeed. This is a sad recurring feature of several major earthquakes over the last 2 to 3 years. We saw it in Turkey recently when several school children were killed in their beds because they were accommodated in substandard accommodation. And we saw it most tragically just over 2 years ago in El Salvador and Gujarat, particularly, where over 20,000 people died, and many of them in apartment blocks that were obviously substandard accommodation, particularly given the fact that they were put up in earthquake zones. And again, we're seeing this now in Algeria, where reports from the ground indicate that, in streets where a lot of old buildings have remained intact, we're seeing that a lot of more recent construction has simply collapsed as a result of this earthquake. And that's a very unfortunate thing.
Well, Dennis McLean, thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you.
Dennis McLean is with the International Federation of the Red Cross and Red Crescent Societies in Geneva.